Ron, we were talking about this timeline that
Yes, that's right. Now, remember, as I said, we all we're unconscious of it, of course, but we all are moving from the past to the present to the future along this timeline, okay, each one of us. Now, remember that what we have in the situation we have is that the circulating beam of light is actually causing space within that square to be twisted around. And what it's, and once again, Einstein's theory says that whatever you do to space also is going to happen to time. So when that twisting of space becomes strong enough, what it's going to actually do is to take that straight timeline and twist it into a loop. Imagine taking that timeline and then connecting the two ends of the line. So you form a circle.
Right.
Okay? So now you're on the circle. So if you start out at a point on the circle that was the past and you move along that circle to the present, okay? You can see where this is going.
Yeah.
You move along that from the present to the future. Remember, you're still on that circle. So you can move from the future to where?
Right back to the past. That's
exactly.
Right.
That's the theory. You see that, and once again, it's anchored in Einstein's theory. What it says is that this, my theory, which is based on it, says that a circulating beam of light will cause a twisting of space, and then as that twisting of space becomes strong enough, it will cause a twisting of time into a loop. And along that loop of time, we can travel back into the past. Now, we're not going to be going around and around on the same circle, because what's going to be happening is that, remember, the circulating beam of light is what's causing this twisting of space and time.
And do you reverse the circulating light, or does it matter?
It doesn't matter. I mean, if you reverse the direction, it will cause a twisting of time in either direction.
Okay.
Okay? But it's only going to cause it where the circulating light beam is. So normal time is going to be passing away from the circulating beam of light. Okay, and that's important because everyone else who's not in the region where the circulating beam of light is are not going to be affected. So time is going to be passing normally for everyone else. But within the region where the circulating beam of light is, that you're going to be forming this circle. But the circle won't close back on itself. Remember, ordinary time is passing outside. The circle is going to sort of spiral. It's going to give you sort of, you know, there's this child's toy called a slinky.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I used to slinky it down stairways by itself.
Right.
Remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did too. And the thing is that, so what's going to happen is that these loops in time are actually going to form a spiral like a slinky, okay? So what, imagine that you turn the device on and you start to create this sort of helix, this sort of slinky. And then as the Earth moves, for example, this slinky is going to adjust to, you know, the position as you're moving through space, okay? So what's going to happen is that as time passes, it's like stretching the slinky, okay? So that at some later time, suppose you turn the device on today in August and you leave it on continuously to December, then in December, okay, the Earth is going to have moved, of course, but the slinky will have adjusted to that position so that you can actually, in December, you can enter into the spiral, and you can actually spiral back in time, back to today, August.
Ron, is our life like a video in that you can put it on forward and go into part of the movie that you never saw? You could put it in reverse and go back and see everything you had already seen. Is that the way our life is? Because when we talk about time going into the future, going into the past, I'm thinking of it in terms of some linear way, and I'm saying to myself, okay, I walk out of the studio tonight, the show's over. Unless my actions were recorded in time, how are we ever going to duplicate, you know, the fact that I may have moved my right hand a certain way or something like that? What happens? How do we capture, by going back into time, those past events?
Well, number one, I mean, just from the fact that you have done these actions, for example, your radio broadcast, in some sense, is living forever, because you have to remember that what your radio, as you know, your radio broadcast is essentially a form of light That is to say, it's light of a very low frequency. That's what radio waves are.
Right.
And these radio waves are emanating out in space. This means that someone on some other planet is going to eventually see George Noory in Coast to Coast today. They may see that, you know, 100 years from now.
They'll get Orson Welles first.
Right.
A little bit of Art Bell second, and then I'll come roaring in from behind there.
Exactly. See, so you are preserved because the information, all the information, is being carried by light, and light is propagating outward into space. So some other civilization will see our past, just as, in fact, we see their past.
That's right.
To say that when we look out into the sky, you know we're actually looking back into time. That a star, for example, that is, when we say, talk about nearby stars, even something that's 4 light years away, for example, which is the nearest star, that means that that took light 4 years to get to us. That means that that star may not even exist anymore. What we're seeing is the way that star was 4 years ago.
That's right. Now, when you go back into time, let's say you do go back and you do see your father, would you be there in a physical sense, like Back to the Future, or would you just kind of be just like on the outside looking in?
It would be in a real physical sense. It would be actually, I would be there, and I would be able to interact with him, be very real. However, you have to realize that there are limitations and in real time. One of the things that I discuss in my book, The Time Traveler, okay, is the fact that you can't travel back in time earlier than when the device is turned on. Remember I said, imagine that we turn this circulating beam of light on today here in
right.
August and leave it on till December. Remember, it's the circulating beam of light that's causing this effect. So that means that someone in the future, in December, is going to be able to travel back into the past. They can travel back up to November, September, all the way back up to August. But they can't go back earlier than the time the device was turned on. So that means that for us, and I'll tell you, there is a way that this can be overcome, incidentally.
You're gonna need to if you want to go back to see your father, right?
Right.
Okay.
But the thing is that, the way to overcome that is going to be rather exotic, but we'll come to that.
Okay.
the thing is that, so in a way, you might say that this circulating beam of light, in fact, the analogy you were using, which would have, it's almost like a VCR here. Because when you turn the device on, it's the thing that's beginning to preserve those moments, you see,
in
that region. So that when you leave the device on, you might say, in a sense, it's recording all of those moments so that when you're spiraling back, you're coming back, you know, along that recording, as it were.
Right. Is there any limit to how far out you can go into the future?
There's no limit. You can go into the future indefinitely. There's no limit in the other direction.
Okay.
We can use the device to travel into the future as far as we want it.